Welcome to Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair. Talk radio to inspire, inform, and stimulate. Bringing you enlightened discussions with authors, creatives, innovative business and health professionals, and ordinary people living extraordinary lives. Sharing their expertise and life stories. Making a difference, one word at a time. Now here's your host, Vicki St. Clair.
And welcome, welcome. My guest today says this: imagine a world where you feel empowered to live in celebration and discovery. Imagine having friends and family that support and encourage you. Imagine being a role model to all who are excited to follow you. Imagine telling the world, I'm a dreamer and I'm committed to being all of who I am and all of who I can be. Joyce Chapman is one of my favorite joy spreaders, and she's been inspiring others to do this for more than 40 years. And if you heard the encore show with Joyce a couple of weeks ago over the holidays, today we're doing a follow-up to that program called Celebrate Your Dream. Joyce Chapman has a master's in counseling psychology and is a recognized pioneer in the field of personal and professional coaching. She's a multi-published author. She specializes in unlocking human potential and identifying desire. And as a dream coach, Joyce Chapman is dedicated to living true to herself and her dreams and inspiring us to do the same. Joyce Chapman, welcome.
Thank you. I like hearing all those words.
Well, I'm pleased to have you back, Joyce. you truly are always so joyful and so sincere about it. And it's always such a pleasure talking with you.
Thank you.
And when I select guests for Conversations Live, I always look not just for somebody who's written a book or who's got an interesting story to tell, but for somebody who's really walked the walk, who's somebody who practices what they preach. And I know that you do. I wonder if you'd share just a little of your background with our listeners who don't know your work, and tell us how this work, Celebrate Your Dream, differs to the first work that we talked about, Live Your Dream.
Where do I begin? As a curious child, I think curiosity is something that's always just been a huge part of me and how I have gone through life, my journey so far. I really was sparked very, very young and wanting to know everything and to share that. When I learned something, I wanted to teach somebody else. So I think that seed was definitely there from my very early years. Went on to regular life, school, friends, family, went on to college, then got married, had four children within 5 years.
Busy lady.
that's definitely something that people appreciate. And while I was doing, being the mom and wife and all of those things, I looked at this when I was getting ready, Vicki, that I always had something else that I wanted to, reach for. Not that I wasn't happy and satisfied, because I was, and I loved it. Did you call me a joy spreader?
I did.
I will take that title. I'll use that as my adjective. Because it was just always, it wasn't that it was missing, and I think that's an important point to tell people, too. It wasn't that I was feeling something was missing. I just knew there was more. And I do believe that that's what's brought me to my point today, that there's just always something new, a new door to open, a new dream to pursue, a new, person to meet, and just always the renewal and that aspect of who I am.
Right.
Then I became a teacher and I taught in a public school and then was the founder of a private school. And during that period, there was a lot of self-growth would be my way to laughingly look at it. It's just okay, there's more to me than that I've looked at before. And I happened on a wonderful tool, which many people do embrace, journal keeping. And I started doing workshops in journal keeping, and I learned so much about myself and some hidden things that I hadn't brought out into the light, so to speak, until that time. And then that just kept bringing me to new steps. Did workshops in journaling and then created a program called Live Your Dream. Did workshops on that. Created a program called Your Life is Your Choice and did workshops on that. And after that, I kept being invited, would be, and inspired as well, to just keep going. And my word, Vicki, is higher, just like there's more.
Right,
I can go
right.
higher. And so that is how the Celebrate Your Dream work came into play, because after I had worked with people, I felt like, okay, first of all, I need support and they need support. So, like, what's our next step? And I do celebrate my life, and I loved the aspect of celebrating your dreams. And so that's how this started.
And so,
and I haven't stopped.
Well, I don't think you will either. I think I read that this Celebrate Your Dream is like the advanced, for the advanced student, for somebody who's already gone through Live Your Dream, for somebody who's really realized many of their dreams, but as you said, wants to go on to the next level and the biggest step. And I find that talking with colleagues and from listener emails, because I had several emails come in knowing that you were coming, and from readers of a column that I write, I found that many people can get to a certain level in their dream. They've made huge changes in their life, and then they get to this wall where I guess it's comfort. It's a comfort thing. And I wanted to talk about one of the things that you talk about in the book is breaking old mindsets, because I think that we can go through a cycle, we can make many changes in our life, and then we, as I said, we get to that wall, or you know, that bit where we're ready to step to the new level, and it's like, well, geez, it's kind of comfortable here, and I've been through a lot, I've already made a lot of changes, and we can kind of loop back into that that old pattern of behavior. So I wanted to talk about mindsets, and one of the things that I'll share with listeners that got in my way is that is fear of success. I never thought I had a fear of success until I was reading something one day, and it said oftentimes you won't realize you have a fear of success because you've, you know, been fairly successful in what you've always accomplished. But you recognize subconsciously that with that success comes more responsibility. And if you're already feeling somewhat overwhelmed, that can step into place there. I wonder if we could talk about that a little.
Mm-hmm. Okay, where do I start? I'm listening to you smiling because I'm like, okay, let's jump in here.
Well,
Vicki,
it's a big one, and I know it's something that many people, I've heard them say, you know, geez, I've already got so much responsibility. If I get to the next level, it's going to require more of me, more effort, more responsibility. But there are ways around that, I know, because I've worked through them.
Well, then you should tell us your story.
Well, the obvious one, of course, is as you get more successful,
you're doing what you're doing.
You're doing what you're doing, and you're making more money, hopefully, as well. You can hire people to help you. That's a very obvious one, but.
Well, I think that, you know, the fear of success, that's wonderful that you said that, because I do think that, you know, if somebody said, well, you might have a fear of success, I think most people would say, no, I don't.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Just immediate, like, I'm not afraid of, you know, having it all. I'm not afraid of celebrating life. And yet, over and over and over, I meet people who are. And as a dream coach, and which I love to do and practice, is that I say, okay, are you comfortable? And if they say yes, I sometimes say, well, let's get uncomfortable. And then usually there's some laughter and going, yikes, do I really have to? And I went, well, if you've got a bigger dream, you have to. And I, as you probably already guessed, Vicki, I like to be playful with it, because you really can't be comfortable in the sense of peaceful, yes. In harmony, yes. But comfortable is a state that you probably are not going to be, you know, feeling a lot if you are reaching for your biggest dreams and to make your biggest contribution. Because to me, that's the most, if not, well, maybe it's not the most important, but that's certainly a very, very important aspect of being all of who you are. And that is that you contribute back, you know, that you inspire others. So getting rid of those old notions, or it's just imperative that we, you know, go beyond our fears, we go beyond our own limits, we go beyond, and I know that you have looked at the book, beyond our excuses, and really break away from all of that stops us.
Yeah, you say that the best solution often is not to fix what's broken, whether it's a relationship or a dysfunctional system, greed, whatever, but to actually develop new ideas and to think differently, think outside the box. And that can be very difficult to do sometimes when you're entrenched in making whatever it is you want to make happen, because you can somewhat get tunnel vision. I think it's important to have fresh ideas coming in, isn't it? How do you suggest we go about unleashing some of that creative thinking in ourselves?
Well, I think that one of the best ways is to, and not just hire somebody, but to surround yourself with people who maybe are even higher level than you are. And so it stretches you into being that new self. And to be excited about, you know, I heard a lot of our listeners probably heard to watch the Golden Globes last night. And one of the people said, "I'm scared, but that's good, right?" And I loved it because it was just like I immediately smiled and said, "Yes, that's good." So, you know, to break out of mindsets is uncomfortable. To break out of mindsets means that you're going to possibly have to give up some things, and on and on. And yet the satisfaction of getting to the new place is definitely worth it. You know, the subtitle of the book, as you probably know, is Fulfill Your Destiny, One Wish at a Time. And I'm one of those people that believes that we do have a destiny. And I believe that we know it. Although I think a lot of people, unfortunately, have hidden. You know, it's like, well, maybe next lifetime, I've even heard, you know, because I have a lot of fun with people. It's like, maybe next lifetime I'll do that. And I'll go, why wait? You know, so it's like having somebody to confront you is just ideal. Mm. And to get past those fears.
I wanted to share an email with our listeners that you had from one of your clients. And she said that she's sitting here listening to the podcast interview with us at Conversations Live that we did about a year ago, I think it was. And I am crying because my heart aches so much to start living, truly living as me. And it's heart-wrenching, isn't it, really? But just to let you know, she said, I've started some of the exercises in your book, but I've been feeling simultaneously excited and then overwhelmed. So what kind of advice do you give people in that situation when they feel that excitement and then all of a sudden, because it's very common, you know, we may be feeling truly passionate and excited about the changes we're making one moment, and then the next minute it's just too overwhelming.
That's a wonderful question, and it's not an easy question to answer. One of the things that I do with clients is say, dig deeper. I say that a lot. If any of my clients are listening, they'll be shaking their heads and say, yes, Joyce does that. So it's like, keep digging deeper. And many, many times I'll say, tell me, maybe no one else, what your like absolutely most outrageous dreams are. Because then we can align with that, and I can reach my hand out and, in a sense, be there with you. Alignment is important. Not everybody in our life will be excited that we're going to live true to our own deepest wishes. And so that's a part of, you know, that's one of the challenges, Vicki.
Right.
That our society, it appears to me, that our society isn't always set up for everybody to win.
Right.
And yet I believe that it's possible. That everyone can win. I do believe in peace on earth. I do believe that we can inspire young people to, you know, do, be, and have everything that they want. And yet, some of the mindsets, as we're talking about, will have to be changed.
Mm. Let's
believe in the possible.
Yes, definitely. And then, you know, when we're living in a family situation, I want to take a break. And when we come back, so I don't have to interrupt you. And then when we come back, I have a couple of listener emails that I'd like to address that kind of expand on that.
Okay, good.
Because, you know, we've all got other people and family members and responsibilities to deal with. So let's take a break. My guest today is Joyce Chapman. Her book is called Celebrate Your Dream. And we'll be right back. You're listening to Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below.
Parkinson's disease affects as many as 1 million people in the United States. At the Parkinson's Disease Foundation, it's our mission to beat this disease. To learn about the Parkinson's Disease Foundation, or if you want to help support our work, visit our website, pdf.org, or call us at 800-457-6676. In the Northwest, contact the Northwest Parkinson's Foundation at nwpf.org.
Have you ever wanted to make a movie or short film, but don't know where to start? Tune in to Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair on February 2nd for tips, tools, and resources from a Sundance Film Festival participant. We'll share what it takes to be a successful filmmaker, where to begin, how to see your project through to the end, and how to get your film noticed. Join us Monday, February 2nd at noon, right here on Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair.
Commune with the Pop Oracle on the Radio 8 Ball Show. I'm Andras Jones, the host of the Radio 8 Ball Show, where we answer your questions by picking songs at random and interpreting them as the answers, like picking musical tarot cards. That's the Radio 8 Ball Show on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Don't miss the Radio 8 Ball Show, Fridays at noon, right here on Alternative Talk, 1150.
Alternative Talk 1150 is now being broadcast in digital quality on FM 98.9 HD3. So rejoice, you early adopters of technology.
But I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us. And the world will live as one.
And welcome back. Welcome back. My guest is Joyce Chapman. Her book, Celebrate Your Dream, Fulfill Your Destiny, One Wish at a Time. And I said at the top of the hour that Joyce says, you know, imagine a world where you feel empowered to live in celebration and discovery, and imagine being a role model to those who are excited to follow you, and, you know, making that commitment to ourselves. And I wanted to share with you, and I also want to extend this, if you want to send us an email on this topic and get a specific question answered today, you can do that. Email Vicki at conversationslive.net. And Vicki is V-I-C-K-I, Vicki, V-I-C-K-I at conversationslive.net if you have a specific question for Joyce today. But I wanted to just share a couple of email that came in from listeners last week, Joyce, knowing that you were coming. One is from Richard in Sammamish, and I'm going to paraphrase both of these because they were both quite long. But Richard has worked in the technology field for 15 years and used to enjoy it. Now, at the age of 42, after years of hard work, long hours, he's wondering what the heck happened to the enthusiastic 20-something-year-old who was going to conquer the world. You know, a common, very common thing. Doesn't make it any easier for Richard, but it is a universal thing. His plan has always been to save enough money to start his own software company, but he's getting resistance from family. He does have that money, but his wife, I guess his wife, he said's family, is reluctant to, you know, move in that direction. And then Maura in Chicago said she has what she calls a lack of support issue, too. She's an education administrator, wants to return to school at night to get her master's. There's no way for her to move ahead if she doesn't. But her husband refuses to support my, she says, my husband refuses to support my efforts. And even though my sister has agreed to help with the kids after school, my husband says I'm being selfish. And my mother agrees with him. Am I being selfish in wanting to fulfill my ambitions? When is it my turn?
Do we have three more days?
So these are very common. The reason I picked these out, they're very common. Yeah.
I was just going to say, I hear this a lot. And I see this a lot. And I believe that that's one of the reasons that I'm so passionate about this work, is because I do believe there's a way past that. And one of the parts of my book and one of the things that I've done with people is create what I call dream circles, which is to gather a group of people together who just totally are willing and ready to align with you. Because a lot of times the people who are the closest with you are afraid. And that might not be the right word, but that's the one that came out today. They're just, they're maybe more cautious than you are. I love the title, to sidetrack for just a minute, I love the title you gave the show, Vicki, because then I looked up the Live Your Life as an Adventure, because I truly believe that that's what life is meant to be, is an adventure. And so just for fun, I looked up the two words, because I couldn't, I know what they mean, adventure,
right.
Adventure. But I thought, I'll look it up just for fun, because it was just, and one of the things that hit me very profoundly was an unusual and exciting experience.
Unusual.
The definition of adventure. And then another, you probably did this too, another definition was participation in hazardous and exciting experiences.
Mm.
And then there's a paraphrase, the love adventure. So both of the people who wrote to you, I would just, you know, if I had a moment with them, and I do right now, is to say, go for it. You know, align with what you know you are able to do. There are hundreds of questions in my book, and that's not to mean that that's the only way, and of course you would know that, Vicki. But there is, the art of questioning is an important part to define who you are and where you want to go.
Mm.
And sometimes it is a lonely path. You don't, you know, and yet, like with a dream circle, I immediately flashed in with, well, you know, when you climb a mountain, sometimes you go in teams, and sometimes you have support from each other. Living a dream, going towards a dream, celebrating a dream is very similar. And the best way is to have some partners to assist you. But it might not be the partners that you think should, quote unquote, should assist you.
Mm.
Because they might not have the risk factor that you have.
I think you're dead on when you say that there's fear there for the partners, the spouses, the family. Because always when somebody talks about making change, it's natural for a person to think, well, how is that going to affect me?
Mm-hmm.
How is it going to impact me? So I do think that's dead on when you say that. Now, how do we go about getting a dream circle, Joyce? Because that's not always very easy. People
not very easy at all. Well, again, I do have a dream circle guide in the Celebrate Your Dream workbook, and that is very helpful. Many people have told me it's very helpful. The first thing to do is to sit down and write a list of some dreamer friends. And then read over that dreamer. And if it's a short one, that's okay. And then read over that list and say, well, who really, truly would align with my dream? It's not unlike the idea of a think tank. You know, you are asking people to join with you to help you during times of doubt, to help you during times of confusion, to reach that wonderful place of clarity and focus. Because a dreamer, and we touched on this before, too, and the two letters, the two emails just really point this out to me. The important aspect is living true to who you are. Do you hear me underlining that?
I did.
You know,
I heard that in discourse.
I can't ask you permission, Vicki, if I can do something. Because it's just not going to work if I don't know where I want to go. I can ask you, how do you think I should do that? And then I can listen.
Mm.
But if it isn't right for me, then I, you know, might go a different direction. But by you being there with me, it will support me to know that somebody cares, that I do reach the highest, you know, tip of the mountain, so to speak.
Right, right. I want to talk about chapter 3, Joyce. You talk about living from your fullest spirit power. And you talk a lot in this section about ego and how ego can get in our way, how it can be dangerous. And I wonder if you could talk a little on that. There are some great examples in there of when we're coming from a point of view of ego versus, you know, what's best for the project or best for ourselves. And I have to tell you, I've seen a lot of people come undone by ego, as I'm sure many of our listeners have. So I wonder if you could talk a little bit about ego as you see it, because you do have a slightly different take on it.
Well, what I got in touch with, and I heard your question, I'm going to sidetrack for just a second. What I got in touch with when I first started the work working with people was, oh, they're letting, you know, a smaller part of themselves get in the way. They're letting outside voices tell them what to do. And bottom line, they're letting a part of themselves put a damper on what they really want to do. And for me, that's your ego. And it's well trained. It starts when we're very, very young. Don't do that. Do it this way. And that's the reason that I titled that Living from Your Fullest Spirit Power, because I feel that inside of us, we have an incredible source that most people, and I wish I didn't have to say most people, don't really tap into most of the time. And if we tap into that, like, it's a very simple question, what do I really want? And then to listen to what your spirit says. You know, can you hear I get excited? Because I feel, do you just love when somebody says, that's a very spirited child?
Yes.
I love that.
Yeah.
Because you just see the light, and you just see, you know, and sometimes maybe more enthusiasm that you would like to see, but I don't want to dampen that spirit.
Right.
And that's what I'm encouraging adults to do now, is to bring forth that spirit. And that spirit is probably, very likely, a different voice than your educated ego self.
Hmm.
That makes sense?
Yeah, I think so. Tell us what you mean by spirit, because you say it could be the force, God, goddess, source, guardian angel.
I feel it's your natural knowing. You know, if today was your last day on Earth, you know, what would your spirit want to do? Okay. Tell us, Vicki.
Say that again.
If today was your last day on Earth, what would your very highest self, your highest spirit self do?
Oh, I'd want to be with my nephews and nieces, cuddled in a great big bundle. And I'm 6,000 miles away from them.
So that's telling you, you know, the love and the nurturing and, you know, the part of you that truly knows what brings you joy, what truly knows brings you satisfaction, doesn't mean it eliminates anything else that's in there for you.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a drive in there to have that love and nurturing around you.
Mm.
So that, to me, is what your spirit is saying at that moment.
I have to tell you, one of my, we have a caller. We don't usually take call-ins, but we had a caller call in, and I'm going to, Eric's going to bring her on in just a moment. But I have to share that one of my very favorite photographs was taken several Christmases ago, and I'm asleep on the floor in front of my sister's fireplace because it was about 5 o'clock in the morning. You know, it was Christmas Day. All the kids woke us up. And I've got two of the kids lying on my back, another under my arm, a dog sitting right by my head. It's one of my favorite photographs because it kind of says it all about, you know, what Christmas is all about.
Uh-huh.
So anyway,
and what celebration is all about.
Absolutely. Celebration. Yeah. Celebration. Uh-huh. So we'll bring Eric, we have a caller on the line.
That's right. We've got Melanie calling in from Cooperstown, New York, I guess.
Okay. Hi, Melanie.
Well, hi there.
Hi, good to have you on the show.
Well, thank you. I'm a product of Joyce's letting me tap into my highest spirits.
So tell us in a couple of sentences what you were doing and what you're doing now, how this changed your life.
Well, I met Joyce in about 1992 at a conference at a vegetarian health spa in the San Diego area. And I now own my third bed and breakfast in upstate New York. And prior to that, and it's near Cooperstown, by the way. You know, it's where the Hall of Fame for baseball is.
Uh-huh.
It's a mecca for baseball fans. But anyway, I was, you know, kind of doing my 30-year flight attendant job, and I was so tired of it. And Joyce was there along the way all the time saying, live your dream. And this is my dream, and I'm happy about it every day.
So tell us what your biggest challenge was.
Well, the fear of getting out of the comfort of a paying job, you know,
mm-hmm.
the one with security but no fun.
True.
I can't live like that. Now, I sort of liked it. You know, I liked it enough to stay for as long as I did. But the moment I turned the magic age of early retirement you know, my intention was to have something else. And that's what Joyce taught me. Live through your intention. And when you have a deep intention, it just happens. You don't even have to plan it anymore. It will just be there for you because you got ready for it and you embrace it and you know it when you see it too.
Yeah, and you know it when you feel it. Well, I appreciate you calling in today. Thank you.
It's a pleasure.
And thank you.
Yeah, and Joyce on.
Hi, Melanie. Thank you.
Hi, Joyce. I got my healing from Angel's cards.
Oh, good.
They're beautiful. Goodbye, Vicki. It was lovely talking with you. And do you know Mike Siegel?
No.
Okay, he's on a radio. I think he's on a radio station in Seattle. So anyway, a pleasure, Vicki. Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you for calling, Melanie. Good luck to you.
Bye.
Bye. Well, that's a testament to...
Well, she is a testament. When I heard Melanie, I went, oh, for crying out loud. She's come in and out of my life all these years, and she's quite a lady, as you picked up.
Mm.
And yet, you know, she did have a lot of reasons not to follow her passion, and yet she has a lot of passion, so she's keeps... bringing it into what she's doing all the time.
Mm. Well, I when we were setting up the show, I talked to you about one of the common things is it realistic for people to in this today's economy to pursue their dream, their passion, their goal, whatever you want to call it. And you got an email from somebody. I'm going to share that too. It said maybe people are losing their jobs because they need to be freed up to fulfill their true purpose.
Oh, and I didn't send it. I promise.
Maybe they need to discover more about themselves. Too many people have been on autopilot and working for a paycheck. Well, I've been there. Too many people fill their void with unhealthy things. We need a more soulful future. Maybe this is why some of this is happening on a, you know, conscious level. So
that's,
go ahead.
That's just beautiful.
Yeah. So let's get back to living from your fullest spirit power, which we're talking about, because I think this is one of the biggest keys to success here. I grew up in a very pragmatic family. They were all business people, all owned for generations. My family owned their own businesses. So very practical people, you know, you have to work to make money, head down kind of thing. But every single one of them would always say, trust your instinct. And this is what you're talking about here, really, isn't it? It's keying into what's going on inside of you. And so often we're taught to tune that out. Oh, you're being irrational, you're being silly, you're being paranoid. So I wonder if we could talk a little bit about the importance of listening to that inner self.
I think trust is one of the... most important aspects of living your dream. Trust, faith, and then again, as I mentioned before, the focus of what you truly do want and what you're willing to work for. I loved what you just read from that email because I couldn't agree more. Like, oh, is it time for you to change your job? I might playfully say, you know, it's
right.
Like, okay, so that's becoming a problem. What is it you really want to do? One of the things that is... part of my, shall I say, techniques in dream coaching is to confront. You know, you don't have to. There's no right or wrong answer. But what is it you really want to do? I loved when Steven Spielberg said that it was in his DNA to be what he is today, and I believe that each and every one of us does have whatever it is that we're meant to be and do and have on this planet in our DNA. And yet, have we taken the time to find out what it is? And the fear of lost income, the fear of, you know, losing your insurance plan, are very real. Mm. There's nothing in me that doesn't say pay attention to those, as you would guess. However, don't let it stop you.
And you talked tonight, when we talked, but just about putting one step in front of the other, doing bite-sized chunks on a daily basis.
One step at a time.
Yeah.
It is one. I call it one dream step at a time. opening one door, and I'm sure that you have read parts of my book that talks about a person saying they want to do this, and then all of a sudden they go, I don't want to do that, which is, to me, a cause for celebration, by the way. It's like, okay, then what is it? But and by taking those one steps at a time, you are led more and more to the self-fulfillment, the joy. Joy is an important aspect of my life. You're into the passion of who you are and meant to be, and all of that wonderful stuff. I call it delicious stuff. And guess what? People notice that in you too. You have more light about you. You know, you walk in a room and people go, well, Joyce is here, they might say. And I laugh and I say, yeah, I've never been invisible. And that's because, you know, I know I radiate that because I am living true to who I am and who I want to be.
Yeah.
And I think that we all have that. And that, to me, is spirit power.
Yeah. Okay. Very good.
People call it many times, you know, living from their highest self, their God self, the angels are surrounding them.
Well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I have another listener email to share with you. And you're listening to Conversations Live with Vicky St. Clair. My guest today is Joyce Chapman, her book, Celebrate Your Dream. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
Do something different with your spare time. Give baby animals and paws a fresh start. With the assistance of caring volunteers, Paws helps hundreds of orphaned and sick kittens and puppies each year. Join us and save lives. Become a Paws foster care volunteer. For more information, visit paws.org or 425-787-2500. Paws.org or 425-787-2500.
Looking for new fiction authors? For a different kind of book? For good writing that challenges the mind, the heart, the spirit? Then check out Book Talk Podcasting at 1150kknw.com. Book Talk brings you weekly bite-sized book reviews brought to you by Conversations Live with Vicky St. Clair. You can listen to Book Talk Podcasts at 1150kknw.com or anytime by downloading them to your MP3 player. If you'd like to try your hand at submitting a review, email info@conversationslive.net for more information. To listen to Book Talk, go to 1150kknw.com and click on podcasting. It's that simple. How can social networking help you grow your business or develop recognition in your profession? Tune into Conversations Live with Vicky St. Clair on January 19th to find out. Whether you work for yourself or someone else, today's challenging economic environment demands proactive career management. Join us Monday the 19th for social networking tips, tools, and resources that can work for you.
Tired of the insanity of other talk radio stations? Just click your radio knob and say, there's no place like Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You're listening to Conversations Live with Vicky St. Clair. My guest today is Joyce Chapman. We're talking about celebrating your dream, fulfilling your destiny, one wish at a time. Now, we all know what's happening in the economy right now. I don't have to tell you what's happening. So, you know, are we being realistic talking about dreams today? We're going to talk in this segment about regrouping when things aren't going the way you planned and about some daily practices that you can do when you get stuck. But first, I want to just, a listener just emailed us. And Joyce, this is, there's no name on this one. It's Anon.
It's a dreamer that wants to ask a question.
Yes. But anyway, whoever it was, he or she took the time to email and said, my biggest challenge is believing in myself. I want to quit my job in accounting, develop my own home-based bookkeeping services for small businesses. In my heart, I know I can do this. I'm experienced, good at what I do, and excellent with clients, but the thought of promoting myself makes my hair curl. I don't like selling. Is there a way I should look at this differently? What? How would you work with somebody? Because ultimately, everything we do at some level is selling. Most of us have to get involved in that on some level, whether we like it or not. So how would you work with somebody? I'm guessing you'd play with them.
You're right. Can't wait to tell you. Well, one of the things that I would tell this dreamer is, well, let's just be where you are, you know, live in your doubt, acknowledge. One of the things that I talk about in the book is it's very important to not deny. You know, if you're feeling frightened, that's okay. That's probably part of what's going to motivate, inspire you to go to the next level of, you know, living your dream and to express yourself fully. So it's like it's okay to be full of doubt. It's okay to be a little bit frightened. And yet this is a fun thing to do, is just take a piece of paper, write at the top of it my most outrageous ideas. Pie in the sky is another thing that I tell people to do. Look at the pie in the sky. You don't ever have to share any of this with anyone. But what that will do is you'll tap in to maybe just one idea that will take you to the next place. So I'm saying don't be afraid. Trust you. And we talked, you know, earlier about trust yourself. You do know, and that's the whole idea of you do have that natural knowing. Most people, and I always feel badly when I say that, don't ask.
Right, right.
They forget to ask. You know, what are my strengths? I might say to this email person, make a list of your strengths. Make a list of the most outrageous things that you could think of doing. You may not do them, but what that will lead you to is what you will do.
I'd add to that because her question is specifically here about she hates promoting herself. What did she say? Or he, excuse me. The thought of promoting myself makes my hair curl. I don't like selling. And I would say don't see it as selling, and that may be easier to said than done. But I think if you play with it, like Joyce said, and see it as, you know, you said right here, I'm good at what I do, I'm experienced, and I'm good with clients. So focus on those things, and don't see it as selling. Just say, hey, this is what I do. And actually, next week we have a show coming up about developing your elevator speech and how to promote yourself through social networking. So that would be a great show for you to listen to specifically.
Sure.
Yeah. So let's talk about regrouping when things aren't going the way you planned, because I have a very dear friend who had some very exciting things planned for this year, and because of a death in the family and a loss of a job and a couple of other things that, you know, people have to face every day, he's had to put certain things on hold. He is the kind of person that I know will regroup and move forward on that. But what do you say? You have a great story yourself. I wonder if you'd share your story when your husband lost his job and how you two got through that.
Well, there's, again, lots to say here. One of the things that I think is vitally important is not to lose sight of, you know, what your end result is. And you mentioned, you know, this person that you just talked about. So not to lose sight of what the dreams are and to live in the real world is definitely necessary. Sometimes people call me a reality coach because I do absolutely live in the real world, and I live in the, you know, with the reality of the lack and limitation and things that are happening right now. However, I got past it, so I know that other people can too. The one element that I believe I want to share with anyone and everyone is that when you have a dream, everything else just becomes stuff to work with. So you don't lose sight of that dream. And you don't give up. You talked about regrouping. It's just like, okay, I need to reorganize this or set a new timeline, but this is where I'm going to go. You know, this is the book I'm going to write. This is the picture I'm going to paint. This is the business I'm going to, create and want to do for the rest of my life. So you never lose sight of that, and you hang on to those dreams, because if the real world is giving you plenty of lessons, if the real world is giving you plenty of opportunities to grow, and I don't say that facetiously. I sincerely look at it that way. Okay, this is happening in my life today. What is this showing me? This is happening in my life today. What is this telling me? Is there anything more that I could do for my family than to be true to who I am? No, there isn't. Is there any way that I can inspire the young people around me to be living true to who they are? Yeah, by doing that myself.
Very true. You say in the book that when your husband was 63, you ran into difficulties because he was no longer the owner of a construction firm. He actually said somewhere to you, if you think I'm enjoying my golden years retirement, think again, or something like that.
Oh, yes.
You had to make a decision about...
Basically, our lives fell apart. And what I, you know, I could, of course, talk for days about this, but what that did for me and still is doing for me today, because new things have happened in my life that have given me plenty of opportunity to stretch and grow, and that is never lose sight of my dreams. Never. So even though the bills were having, I was having a more difficult time to pay the bills, I didn't lose sight of why I want to wake up in the morning. Yes, I may have to be more creative. You know, I had to let go of some people that I used to, you know, reach out to help me with my work. And yet what that did for me was taught me how to do it. You know, if I couldn't hire somebody to do my typing, guess what? I had to do my own typing. And guess what? I got a lot better at it. So it's like, okay, that's what life gave me to be more of who I can be. And it, there's nothing in me that won't say it wasn't tough. It was tough. However, I know what kept me grounded and centered all that time and still does to this minute is that I have a big dream.
Mm. One of the things you say to get you unstuck, and we hear this a lot from a lot of experts, is embrace living as if your dream is being realized. Mm-hmm. Act as if you are already there. And I was talking about this with a friend, and she said, I've tried that, and it makes me feel like a fraud. How do you respond to that? Because I think that was a you know, legitimate issue there for her.
Well, he's not alone. I think that's one of the first things, just to go into for have the fun with it. I think that's one of the first things that, like in the personal growth that I referred to in the beginning, that was like act as if, you know, have your intention clear, visualize what it is you want. And I believe all those things are a part of, you know, realizing all of who you are. However, if it doesn't feel congruent, don't do it.
Okay.
You know, one, and I know, Vicki, you and I talked about this before, in the Live Your Dream book, I call them dream boards. In the Celebrate Your Dream, I call it destination boards, which is basically create a collage of what it is that you want to realize in your life. It's a very empowering tool. And the good part of creating something like that, along with not being a fraud, is if something doesn't fit or you find you don't want to work towards it, take it off.
Yeah, because otherwise you've got stuff out there that you're putting stuff out there that you're not really interested in.
Yeah. Why? If somebody says, you know, I want to be rich and famous, I might laugh with them and say, how many hours a day is that going to take? Because you have to be, you know, we do live in a real world.
Mm. You talk about the importance of talking about your dream. It gives it a power of its own, you say. And you also say that, you know, when things change and your focus changes a little, notify yourself and others. Why is it important to let other people know if our focus changes?
I think it's very vital for people to know. First to notify yourself is the important step one. Because if you, you know, when I grew up, I want to be a doctor. And then all of a sudden, a person realizes, you know, that's not what I want to be at all. I have one client who definitely wanted to be an educator. And halfway through, he realized, that's not what I want to do. And it was just the most exciting time to be working with him, because he really shifted into, this is who I want to be. This is what profession I want to, you know, embrace, fully embrace. So it's like going towards, you know, what is really true for one, rather than what something that you set out earlier on to do. If it changes, let yourself know. Mm-hmm. You don't have to apologize. One of my favorite stories was a woman who said she wanted to be a singer, and arranged for a singing event, and realized halfway through, and she did a good job, and she finished, that's not what she wanted to do at all. What she wanted to do was a whole different, you know, expression of herself, and join a choir, and then do some writing, and, you know, it just went on and on and on. But by going down that road, she found out that that wasn't exactly what she wanted to do.
So, yeah.
And there's no sense of failure when you notify yourself that that's not what I want to do anymore.
I think it's very important to reassess. It's something I do very frequently. You know, and they use that old adage that an airplane flies off course most of the time, and the pilot's job is not flying it on course. It's pulling it back on course.
I know it. And, you know, a fun thing is like, do I really need this in my life? You know, do I want to surround myself with those people anymore? Mm. And it doesn't, and I know that you would know this about me, Vicki, in no way do I make the other people, places, and things wrong. It's just not right for me anymore.
Yeah, you say here, dream activators learn not to allow false politeness to remain a part of their lives. Mm-hmm. So how do you, I know, because I've been through this with somebody who was very close to me, who would constantly change his mind about what he was going to do. And I think the reason that he changed his mind was because he really wasn't committed to any of them. It was like, oh, well, this sounds like a good idea. I'll do this. And so then the response can be, if we then tell somebody, oh, I've changed my mind, I'm going to do this, or my focus has changed, I'm going to do that, the response can come back, when are you going to make up your mind what it is you want to do? And that's why I kind of was asking, why is it important for us to tell other people? Because I think in my own experience, it's sometimes better to say not very much. I don't know. But
yes, yes, and yes. And yet what that person may need to hear is, are you changing your mind again?
Mm. Mm. Very true.
You know, and so that person maybe can, you know, like, oh my gosh, she just held up a mirror in front of me and I'm not liking what I'm seeing. Mm. And if you are around people that you know, have your best interest at heart, then it's like you will get some honesty. And that helps you grow. Adversity. I love the word adversity. You know, sometimes adversity is what wakes us up.
Yes, we all need our own BS meter. My mother is mine. She's my biggest supporter. But
is she the gift that you got?
she's never allowed that in her life or anybody else's life around us. It's always the bottom line, and you know, what's the truth behind that? And you know, it's always very good to bounce ideas off somebody like that. So mm-hmm. You've just got to be willing to take what comes back.
and tying in what we've already talked about too, and knowing yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
It's, you know, many, many times people say, what's the most important thing? And I'll say, knowing what you want, knowing who you are. When I lead journaling workshops, I've been asked, what's one question I could ask myself that would, you know, bring me to a new place? And I smile or laugh and say, right at the top of the page, who am I?
Right. Well, Joyce, we're almost at the end of this show. What I'm taking away today is that despite what's going on around us in the world today, you know, we have opportunities out there, and maybe this is as good a time as any to really take the time to look at what we want. What would you like to leave our listeners with today?
Join me with the dreams that I have and with the dreams that you have, and sign up for my newsletter and stay in touch. And I have a project that I want to bring to fruition this year that's called Raising a Dreamer, And so if anybody has any ideas or input, I'm open to it.
And they can find you at joycechapman.com, right?
That's right. Well, I'm easy to find.
You're very easy. And I thank you so much for being with us today, Joyce. It's always a delight talking with you.
Thank you, Vicki. And thank you for all the wonderful questions.
Sure. And Joyce's book, Celebrate Your Dream, Fulfill Your Destiny, One Wish at a Time. And it does come with a workbook. And you can find Joyce Chapman at www.joycechapman.com. You can find me at info@conversationslive.net. We'll be back next week. And until then, live well, live strong. Thanks for being with us today on Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair.
How can social networking help you grow your business or develop recognition in your profession? Tune in to Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair on January 19th to find out. Whether you work for yourself or someone else, today's challenging economic environment demands proactive career management. Join us Monday the 19th for social networking tips, tools, and resources that can work for you.